Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm at the 21st edition of Mad Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Paul Amy, among the protagonists of Parisienne by Daniel Arbid. So, welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Prego.
So, first of all, how's it going here in Rome? How is the Mad Film Festival treating you so far?
Like a superstar.
I like this answer. So perfect. So to introduce the film for our listeners, would you give us a brief introduction of the film and of your role in Parisienne?
So if I can say what the movie is about before people are going to see it. It's about a young woman from Lebanon who comes and study in France and in the cousins of her family in the suburbs, and she discovers France, and she, for certain reasons, she goes away from her family, and she makes her own life, and she discovers France, and through studying, discovering art, and through her lovers, three French lovers. I'm the first one of them. I'm a banker, and then it goes on and on. All the lovers are very different, and it's a beautiful story about discovering a country, which is France, and it's an ode to France. An ode in French means it's like a song of love. Voilà.
So how did you end up? How did you get involved in the project? How did you first get to know about this film project?
Well, I did a movie 2 years ago. It was called Suzanne. And since then, a lot of French directors that are close to the independent scene come to me and are very interested in working with me. And this is what happened. In fact, Daniel Arbid had an actor for this role, but he was working in the States and couldn't because of a contract. So she came to me and she told me, "I squeezed all your scenes in 5 days. You have to shoot with me. I have no actor." And then I don't know. I like the energy of this woman, and we took a taxi direct to the production. I tried some clothes. I took the script. I read it, and then we started 2 weeks later. It was only 5 days, but it was very intense because all my scenes were all together in those 5 days. It was a beautiful experience. Because Manal, who's the first actress, is her first movie ever, and she was not supposed to be in the movie business or be an actress, and she's a wonderful woman, and she learned a lot about herself through this movie.
But there's a very good and nice chemistry between the two of you, so you worked really good together, I guess.
Because she's a sweet person. She was like a... It was totally like in the movie. It was her first movie. She was totally open to anything, and she was trusting us. And me, it was my fifth movie, and I had a little bit of experience already. And I was supposed to play this older man, so we were really good friends since the beginning, and she trusted me. So it was really. Really like in the movie.
You were talking about Suzanne, for which you were nominated for César for Best Promises. Yes. And I read an article that said that you were the new bad boy of French cinema. So I was wondering, how would you define yourself?
I am lucky because I worked in my first movies not long ago, but very good movies with very good people. Who taught me what is the art of doing a movie and where is the art in making life with the camera and creating life and creating emotion and what was to be used in the human, in his morals and in the beauty of love and everything. So I had this is my great strength is I worked with beautiful person who showed me more than what to act in a human being. And since then I only try to work with people that I feel they have their own thing to say and that I can go and share that with them. So learn about their soul and about what their views are on life. And this is the greatest thing when you're an actor, is to travel through the visions of creators. And so I am... I don't remember what the question is, but I think...
If you recognize, you know, that's the typical thing that people say when an actor is starting. They say you're the new bad boy and you're the new promise. Yeah. So there are good things and bad things about all the definitions that they give you, no?
I just shot a new movie where I'm gay, so they're going to say he's the new gay actor. I don't know. They pick up anything. I don't care what they say, because when they say that, I thought it was super stupid, because the bad boys I played, they're always... it's not what we show of them in the movies. Is their story and their feelings. Is not who they are. I don't judge people from who they are. Is the new bad boy? Is the new ice cream? Ice cream seller? Is the new no?
And while you were talking, you sort of answered to another question that I wanted to ask you. You know that I wanted to know. If you have a criteria when you choose your roles?
Well, I was lucky enough to work with people that direct that I like, and they gave me. And so, when you're looking for when you're waiting for a role and you want to play, then you have no choice than to take what it comes. But I'm not in this situation. So, me, I choose the people who are gonna feed me artistically. And that's all I choose. And I don't want to be... I think that if I choose this, then I will be happy to work with them, even if it's hard and if it's struggling and if I have to really, like, work hard even more, because there is less money in those little movies. And it's harder because... But this way, I will work better. And people will recognize more of my work, and I will get more work after. You have to go towards what you like, and when you go, you have to let yourself go. As an actor, it's super important. I have nothing to say to actors, really, about choose, and because every choice are good. It's just who you work with. Are you going to get along with them? And are you going to be able to free yourself with those people? That's the only two characteristic. And then afterwards, you can do good in every situation. A big movie that's a blockbuster, if you do bad, then you're busted. You know what I mean? And if you do really good in a small movie that only 500 people see, but it's amazing, then people talk about you. So there is no... It's a longer way, sometimes, but it's the best way, you know.
So where are we going to see you in the future? I read that you're in the films titled En Française.
It's a film who just came out from DVD. And then in France, I'm in a film called Mon Roi from Mai Wen, and a film called Maryland from Alice Vinocourt. And there's a movie coming out called Une Parisienne, but it's called Peur de Rien en français, from Daniel Arbid. There's a film by Philippe Grandrieux, who is a really, really, I think he's close to art film, and this film is really dark. And I don't know when it's coming out in France, but I'm waiting for it. And there's a movie called... what is it called? Oh, there's a movie from Sylvie Vered called Amoureux Solitaire that she shot in England. It's going to be really nice. This is going to come out. I think it's going to be shown in Cannes. And also a movie I just finished with by Jean Pedro Rodriguez, who's a Portuguese actor, and it's called O Ornitólogo. This is maybe going to go to Cannes, and then maybe I'm missing, but it's normal, because I'm already thinking about the next movie I'm going to shoot, and you forget about what you did before sometimes. Voilà.
Then good luck, and I really hope to see you again then. Maybe at Cannes or maybe at some other festivals.
Okay, I hope I was dreamy enough for people.
You were?
But not too much for people not to sleep when they are driving their car.
Thank you so much, Paul Amy, for being here with us for Parisienne by Daniel Arbid. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 21st Met Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.